For September the 17th, 2020, this is Gibraltar Games, episode 191. So here we are on the eve of Zendikar Rising being released. Actually, for me, it will be later today, I think, because the daily rotation of events and daily challenges and all that usually ends up happening at around 11 in the morning for me. So I think that's when Zendikar will drop. We'll see how that goes. I haven't really looked at the previews of the cards that much. For whatever reason, I haven't tended to do that for any of the sets. I think, of course, at 2021, I did look at some of the cards, but somehow I'm not in that mindset of looking at cards and planning when I'm not in the actual game. Well, that's not true, actually. I am, but usually it's initiated by me thinking about some card that I'm already familiar with, and then thinking, is there something that would fit in the deck with this? And then I start looking around, or I'm watching a YouTube video or something. But anyway, I haven't really looked at it yet. Since the season ending last time, I reached Mythic, and I was tooling around there. Didn't really make any progress. I guess you jump in, or I did at least, started at the 88% mark, and the 88 percentile. And I moved up and down between 70-something and up to above 90-something, I think. But I didn't have more than a few days, and then I was tossed back out, and I was expecting to end up in Diamond. That was the way I had had it, way I'd understood the way the system worked. But it dropped me down to Platinum 4, which was surprising. And I guess maybe everybody who wasn't a numbered Mythic player is dropped down to Platinum, so I am pretty sure there was a very large player pool in that level, so a lot of competition, a lot of different types of decks, and it was pretty difficult increasing in ranks, and I've found that to be the case every time. Of course, it's you get all these high level players dueling it out with us plebs, and so it was hard going. After a while, it evened out, so it became apparent that the aggro decks were the ones being played a lot and having good success, especially the red and the green, and some white, I guess, and black as well, I guess. So I moved my focus to my Mardu Knights, which is my main aggro deck, and also my deck that I've had the most success with, really. and that helped me push on. So yesterday I reached Diamond, finally. And at Diamond, or just below, actually, I started having some success with my Steel deck, which is one of my probably one of my all-time favorites. Actually, Steel 2 is the one. In this case, I made an earlier version way back in the beginning of the year, but Steel 2 is a more updated version. Initially, I was revolved around getting Agent of Treachery into play, and the main combo, which is the case in both decks, is having Thassa Deep Dwelling on the board, and then stealing your opponent's creatures with Claim the Firstborn or Act of Treason, and then instead of sacrificing them, you bounce them with Thassa. and that results in you getting to keep the creature, so hence steal. So that really ups the power of these the gain control spells. So in this deck, it's now updated to have a bunch of 2021 cards. Of course, it's a blue black red deck. I don't remember what that's called at the moment, but that's the triple combo. Unfortunately, there's no triple lands yet for that combination. Hoping to see that soon. But of course, I have four instances of all the shock lands, the Steam Vent, Water Grave, and Blood Crypt, as well as four Fabled Passage, and then some mountains, swamps, and islands. I've updated the deck to have four Village Reich, which is a great draw. It's not a draw engine, I would say, but a way of drawing cards and also getting rid of that creature you've stolen, most likely, unless you have Thassa in play, or sometimes even when you do, if it's not something of value that you need to keep around, you might want to just get some extra cards into your hand instead. Four Claim the Firstborn, of course, a staple card for this type of deck. I have four Goblin Electromancer, which of course doesn't really help with these two first one drops, but it does help for my more expensive sorceries and instances. And that, speaking of which, I have two Grim Tutor, which has become one of my mainstay cards for any deck with black, really, because what you can do is you can you can really decrease the amount of duplicates you have of legendary cards. So instead, I mean, I don't need four. In this case, I have just two Thassa instead of four, because I don't really want to have it come up again if I already have one in play or so. So and so if I get a Grim Tutor instead, then I can, if I need to, I can use the Grim Tutor to find my Thassa, or I'll use it to find one of my other cards that I need at the moment. There's another reason for decreasing the amount of legendaries, is that I've included the Transmogrify in this deck. I have three of those. And so there, of course, you want to steal your opponent's creature or and this, then transmogrify it into one of your own. And hopefully you don't hit a legendary that you already have in play. So what I've done to mitigate that is I just have the two Thassa, so the risk is pretty small. Then I have just one Rankle, Master Pranks, in the deck, and the other creatures are not legendary, so I can have duplicates of them. I have two Woe Striders, which is a good backup when you don't have Thassa in play to take out those creatures that you've stolen. And even when you do have Thassa in play, you can bounce Woe Strider to create another goat, which you can use either to just as a chump blocker or to transmogrify. And of course, also you sacrifice it either with the Village Reich or with Woe Strider to scry. Like I mentioned, 2000, one Rankle. I have two Traitor's Greed, which is a new really replacement for Act of Treason, which is cycling out today. And Traitor's Greed is a 3-1 red sorcery, which also allows you to gain control of a creature for a turn, untap that creature, gains haste. But it also, it costs one more, but you do get two mana of any one color when you cast it, so that can be really handy. Of course, you have to spend that before you use the creature to attack, so you can't use it to play like a Village Rite, unless you just don't attack with the creature. But you can use it to do something else. Just this morning, I used it to play my Grim Tutor, since I had four. I didn't mention that. I have four Goblin Electromancers. No, I did mention that. So I just needed the two black. So I used the Traitor's Greed to grab a creature. Used two black to those two black to call Grim Tutor. I had enough mana to. I then pulled out Thassa. Had enough mana to play that. Could attack with the creature and then bounce the creature to keep it in play. So that was a pretty powerful play, a pretty great round. I have four Macabre Mockery, which is a card I hate to see go. It's from a Ravnica set, Ravnica Allegiance, I think it is. And I really like this card because... not only are you pulling a creature out of your opponent's graveyard and giving them a +2, it's an instant, so you can either use it as a blocker, a surprise blocker, or use it to really get in a good attack, and then hopefully you'll bounce it with Thassa and keep it around. Otherwise, just sacrifice it or let it go. Then I have three Shipwreck Dowser, which... mainly is in here to be able to pull back my transmogrifies or my other sorceries for taking control of a creature. And that's a good card to keep bouncing with Thassa as well, because every time it comes into play, you pull a sorcery or an instant from your graveyard to your hand. So you can keep that going. And finishing out the deck, I have one Nicol Bolas Dragon God. Initially, I threw that in just because it happens to be in the three colors I'm playing. And I noticed I didn't really have a game-ending card. If the opponent isn't playing with all that many creatures, I can end up with a lot of these sorceries in hand that I can't use. The Act of Treason and Traitor's Greed and Acclaim the Firstborn. So you need something else to be able to put the pressure on your opponent. So that's the deck. I had pretty good success with it yesterday, as I said, as I moved into Diamond and then also in Platinum Tier 1. I went 8-1 yesterday, 88.9% win-loss ratio. So that's pretty crazy. This morning I didn't have any luck with it. I lost three matches in a row, and the average win-loss is 45.4, so it's not great, but when it works, it really works, and I really love playing this deck, so I keep coming back to it. Okay, well, I think I'm going to have to end it here. I have to go into the veterinarian.